Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter. This is the daily podcast where we debate stuff that is in the news or stuff that you have brought up with us. And if there is something that you ever want us to talk about on the podcast, the WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. And no matter what it is, we will talk about it. And contrary to popular belief, we actually, because you know the way people say, oh, we only allow certain opinions on air.
No, we actually allow all opinions.
We actually allow, and usually the people that say that are people who won't come on.
Well, yeah,
exactly. You won't come on. So like, if you will come on,
come on.
We will literally let you on. So we don't have an agenda where we just only take certain opinions. And as you will hear in this podcast, hopefully you'll hear a balanced discussion on the topic. And here is today's topic, which we want to talk about. And I can tell you now, this is a hot one. And we put this up on our Facebook page about an hour and a half ago to tell people what the podcast is going to be about. And the reaction is mental, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's absolutely.
And it's actually got a good divide. It's actually more divided than I thought it would be.
Okay, it's Simon. And Simon is a regular listener to this podcast. And he said, this would make a good topic in your podcast. And again, you can WhatsApp us like Simon did to 085-825-2626. He says, I haven't spoken to my brother in over a year because he's turned into a far-right lunatic. He's part of that Kulak says no mob, and some of the shit he posts online is awful. Even when I'm in his company, all he talks about, and all he did talk about, is blacks taking over the country and the great replacement bollocks. That's his word. That's all he talks about. He also brings my nephew, which is obviously his son, on the marches. He's only 10. I've had enough of him, and I told him I don't want to be around him. And for the last year, the family are at me to let him back in. I just can't. Has anyone else been in this situation? And that is from Simon. So Simon's brother, now whether he's far right or not is open to opinion. Simon obviously believes he's far right. He's anti-immigration. He said some, and in fact, Simon, and we can post him here, Simon has sent us some screenshots of some of the stuff his brother said on Facebook. I mean, some of it is very nasty, isn't it? No, it is.
Some of it's extreme. It's extreme. I wouldn't say it's very, very. Well, I've seen worse.
And trigger warning for this. One of the comments that he said in his Facebook, they're all coming over on dinghies to rape our women.
Well, no, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, well, there it is.
I didn't see that one.
The screenshot there.
Yeah, that's not.
We should
okay.
put that online, actually. That's the kind of shit.
Yeah, that is disgraceful.
So he no longer wants anything to do with his brother. And it opens the question, because the big issue at the moment in Ireland, as you know, if you listen to this podcast, is immigration. And it's very divided, the whole opinion of immigration and where the country is at and stuff like that. And the question is, if you swing more to the left, could you stay friends with someone who swings more to the right, and so on and so forth? And it's interesting, this actually came up as a conversation, because I unfriended an ex-work colleague only last week.
Did you?
On social media.
Okay.
And deleted the number from their phone. And I'll tell you why. I was, and I'm not a snowflake. You know, we do a podcast called Opinions Matter. Mm. But mm-hmm. just some of the comments I saw from, this is a girl, by the way, which right. I was more shocked by. Okay. A girl I used to work with, not on radio, by the way, a different okay. job. And always got on well with her and always thought she was nice. And the other day, was it Friday of last week, I was scrolling through Facebook. And you know the way it shows what your friends are commenting on. And she was commenting on a post under that Dublin Rose. You know the Dublin Rose?
Stunning girl.
Absolutely stunning. Mm. Beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And the amount of people losing their shit over that, by the way.
It's all down to the colour of her skin, because if you were to just listen to her, if she was on the radio and you close your eyes, she sounds as Irish as myself and yourself.
But she is as Irish.
But this is my point. Yeah.
In fact, as per conversation a couple of weeks ago, she's as Irish as you, because you have one parent who's not Irish.
My dad is French, my mom is Irish, but nobody will say it to me because I'm white.
Yeah. and Suad, isn't that how you pronounce her name? I think that's how you pronounce her.
Suad Masmugi,
or yeah. So I'm, apologies, I can't pronounce her name. But anyway, it's a disgusting abuse she got.
But anyway, embarrassing.
This girl I used to work with, I saw her posting on the Liberal. Now, if you ever want to know a person's true colours,
see them posting on the Liberal.
Anyway, she was commenting under a story about the Rose Rotolee contestant who happens to be black. And she was saying she needs to go back to her own country on a boat. Now, the Dublin Rose is actually born in Ireland. She has Somali heritage.
So there's a TikTok video of a guy, like, show you the Dublin Rose and, like, harassing her on the street. I'm pretty sure it's her. It was a woman in a hijab, or either he was ripping the piss because
she doesn't wear a hijab, I don't think. But anyway,
it was some kind of head thing.
Yeah, to go back to Africa on your boat. And I said, that is absolutely disgusting.
So this woman you know was saying that?
Yeah, was saying it on the Liberal under one of the posts. Yeah, she needs
fucking hell.
Yeah, she needs. And I can't remember. I should have screenshot. One was just like, go back to the swamp in Africa you came from. And I was like, I don't want that person to be. Now, in fairness, I haven't seen her in about a year, but she is someone that up until now, had I met in a shopping centre, I would have probably had gone for a coffee with her or something. I got on quite well with her, and it was actually disappointing to see.
I think it's childish. Oh, it's a tough one because what she said is so vile.
Yeah.
It's so vile.
I just couldn't.
I'm genuinely on the fence in this one because I'm like, people are entitled to their opinions, but not to say. If she thought that, that is not, do you know what that woman did an interview with RTE?
Yeah.
And the saddest part of that interview for me was how she just said, almost like it's a part of growing up in Ireland. Yeah. It's almost like it's normal and she has to accept it. Because one of the questions, I think it was Kieran Cody, he asked her, was about how she deals with it day to day. And her reply was almost like, well, it's just a part of growing up. I'm sorry, nobody should have to put up with that shit. Yeah. Nobody. Whether she came into this country after she was born or was born here, it doesn't matter. This girl is as Irish as me and you. And actually, like you said, Jeremy, on that same note, people could say the same about me because I have a parent because I'm white.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly why.
Anyway, we're not talking about her per se, but we're talking about that's why I deliberately cut off somebody because of that. I was like, I don't want to be friends of social media with someone who's disgusting like that. And does that make me a snowflake, guys? Does that make me a liberal? And by the way,
I don't think I'd unfriend someone for it.
Oh, it was just...
No, I can disagree, because I think you can disagree.
Yes, but can you stay...
I probably have commented under it and called her out.
Can you stay friends with someone who literally...
I probably would have commented under and called her out.
But there's people who don't listen to this podcast because they think we're left maddies, mad people, don't they? They always say, I'll never listen to this podcast. Adrian and Jeremy and Katie are completely woke. They're completely woke. I'd never listen to this. Woke. What?
I'm not woke.
Well, none of us are woke.
You guys are definitely more woke than I am.
Might be a bit more woke, but
out of the three of us, I'm probably...
I just agree with we're treating everybody fairly.
I wouldn't agree with everything yourself and Adrian say either. You know, but I would be a little bit...
Yes, but you would still be friends with us because, you know, you could be friends with someone who has a different opinion, could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas I can't.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
How are you, Catherine?
Okay, how you doing?
That's much better. Now, you said you're going to ruffle feathers. Whose feathers are going to be ruffled?
I don't know. Right, so my friend of 30 years isn't really talking to me at the moment, and I don't know if it's going to, our friendship is going to withdraw, you know, have a duration or not. I posted a picture that I'd seen on Facebook, and I simply shared it. And it's an image of a group of women wearing the hijab or the burqa with a couple of the children. And beside them, there's an image of some men. And the caption on it says, isn't it amazing to think that these people won't eat pork, but they'll marry off their 9-year-olds? So I do think that's wrong. But she took offence. Apparently, she's taking offence for the whole Muslim community in the whole world. I did say to her...
Sorry, who posted the photograph? You were the friend.
I did.
You did, okay.
And sorry, what did the post say?
It says it's funny that they won't eat pork, but they'll marry off children or something like that.
Yeah, words to that effect, yeah.
Which some people would find offensive. Like, I'm sure you knew when you were posting it that people would find it offensive.
Yeah, I didn't think people would be... Yeah, but I didn't do it to be offensive. I did it because I think, well, effectively, that's not good. That in some people in certain faiths, and not just Muslim, you know, the Hindus as well, have a practice of, you know, tradition, put it for lack of a better word, of doing that. And I think it's wrong. She hit back to me then a while later about the fact, well, but look at the Catholic Church. And I said, well, yeah, but nobody agrees with that either. What happened?
People
in the
also
Catholic
post
Church.
Jokes about the priests. We've all seen the jokes about the priests, okay? Yeah. Anybody can come under, can be an, you know, a subject of someone's joke. But wouldn't the world be a better place if everybody could just move on and mind their own business and
won't.
Leave somebody to have an opinion?
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm trying to explain to her. Like, okay, I'm sorry I offended you. It wasn't my intention.
No, you're better
you
off,
know,
Catherine.
But
you're better off without a friend like that. So even if you meant it or didn't mean it or was
you're
meant
to jest.
You're
not the first person to say that to me.
Sorry?
You're not the first person to say that to me. Well,
like, okay, we might not agree. Or she could say to you, listen, that post you put up, I didn't like it. I thought it was offensive. And look, I'm not saying whether I think it's offensive or whether I don't think it's offensive. That's not the point. But the point is that you posted something. Your friend, he could have said it to you and left it at that. To stop talking to you, that's just bonkers. And that I would be like, bye-bye, Felicia. Don't need you. That's crazy.
Okay, but she's mad because I didn't take it down. And I didn't think why I should take it down.
Well, it's your page, your post. Let everyone follow
it's
you.
It's my opinion. Yeah, you know. And she's got a very, like, I've always known she's quite left of centre. You know, she'd call herself a communist. And it's never been an issue because, frankly, I don't care. We don't live in each other's pockets. We don't even live in the same country. And politics has never been an issue before. But now, all of a sudden, because I've offended her, I'm wrong.
Okay, so it obviously, now I'm if a friend of mine put that up, would I unfriend him? I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's
you
funny.
You don't know?
Or
you might unfriend him
I don't
that?
Know. I don't know. Probably not that, so I wouldn't
okay,
be.
Okay, so can I ask you something? If a friend of yours put up something about the priests, Christian Brothers or something, which is also highly offensive, by the way, would you consider befriend? Would you say, oh, I wouldn't?
I don't know. I'd have to see the thing. I'd have to see what it is, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know what the post is. But I know what that post is because Catherine's after explained it to me that it was a blanket statement on Muslim people all accepting, you know, young marriage. And the fact is as well, Catherine, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, is among the travelling community, people marry very well. I mean, you look at your man's daughter.
Tyson Fury's 16.
Daughter. Jesus
16.
Christ.
Like, well, at least it's legal. 16 is legal. You know,
no, but it's
unfortunately,
scary,
there's cases
scary,
where they're much younger.
Scary,
you
I know,
know.
But it's,
absolutely, absolutely. But
it shouldn't be legal at 16. Like, I was looking at the photographs of his daughter and she's a child. She's literally a child. And married off at 16 years of age. At least
she's in love with the guy. You know, they're a couple. They've been going out with each other.
You can't be in love at 16 properly. You don't know. Things can change. Anyway, she's completely broke off contact with you because you made.
I don't know if it's completely finished, but certainly our relationship's totally changed. And I don't know. I have, as I said, I did make an apology to her. I said I didn't mean to offend you. Wasn't my intention. I didn't mean to offend anybody. No. But I would be, I'd have an issue, as you said earlier, using the word with the mass immigration. And simply that we can't cope anymore from the infrastructure point of view. And,
oh, sure.
And
if you say
people,
that, no, you're going to
you know,
be racist.
Probably, but I'm not.
I worked in France for years.
It
was discussed last week and everything else, and Bertie Ahern's comments, but that just highlights it as well. This, you know, this outrage and this need to apologise, even if you don't agree with the guy.
No, she just apologised to her friend because she didn't want to lose the...
No, but I'm talking about the Bertie Ahern thing and everyone called for an apology.
Yeah, we did that last week.
No, I know. But it just brings it back to this argument. You can disagree with somebody. Not everything has to be a protest against what they say. What about freedom of speech?
Okay, well, hang on. Let me ask Catherine then. Was I right to unfriend my ex-work colleague because she was... giving abuse to that Dublin Rose girl?
Now, I'm not aware of that story, but effectively, I mean, the whole. And there's another thing. I was a finalist to be the French Rose of Tralee, so I actually know what the bloody rules are. And she's more than entitled to be the Dublin Rose. So I didn't hear what your story is, but
okay. So she won. She won the heat.
Have a talk with them about it.
She won the heat at the Dublin Rose, and she has Somalian heritage. Her parents, I think, are from Somalia.
Yeah.
But she's born and bred in Ireland. I think she was born in Sligo, lived in Ireland.
Sligo, yeah.
And if she was on the phone now, she sounds exactly like myself and Katie, and she is getting dogs abuse. And one of my friends put up that she should go back to the swamp in Africa that she came from. And I was like,
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not having any of that
shit. That's horrible.
I'm not having any of that shit.
That's horrible.
Stay there for a second, please, Karen. Thanks very much for your honesty. See, I know there are people listening to this that will be highly offended by the post that Catherine put up.
You would just keep scrolling. Do we have to be offended by everything? Go watch an episode of Family Guy or South Park. They pick on everyone and it's hilarious. And it is hilarious because what... It could be the, you know...
But the one thing I didn't get...
I just don't get it.
The one thing I don't get about that joke where people slag off Muslim people about not eating pork, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it says in the... And I don't want to get into it, but it says in the Bible you shouldn't eat pork as well.
Does it?
Yes, not eating pork is not just a Muslim thing. It says in the Bible... In I can't remember what book of the Old Testament, but it's just when people use that as a gotcha against Muslim people, like, I'll eat a rasher in front of your face, I'll eat a rasher sandwich. Again, if you are Christian, you're not supposed to eat pork either. It says it in your Bible that you all supposedly know that well. So I don't think a slag of, oh, don't eat pork, slagging off Muslim people, it's not the gotcha you think it is, because... But Father Ted, right?
Father Ted ripped on the whole
Catholic Church.
Whole Catholic Church. Where was the outrage?
There was outrage. Oh my God! At the time,
but you weren't around for it. What year did that go to air?
Early 90s.
I know RTE didn't take it.
No, they didn't take it.
That's mad. Like it's, I don't know.
There was murder over Father Ted, but people forget. Was there actually that much anger over? People only think that getting offended is a new thing. Offense has been around for years.
It was particularly bad at the moment.
But back in the late 80s, there was a lesbian kiss on Brookside, yeah?
Yeah. And shame.
Thousands of complaints. Brookside. So people haven't just become outraged over things in recent years. Let me go to Eamon. How are you, Eamon?
How's it going?
Now, what do you make of this? Simon,
well,
disowning his brother.
Just give me 1 second to the last caller for one moment. How old was Mary when her Christian God diddled her without proper consent? Well, a child cannot consent to a God.
Okay, the belief is that, from what I learned about it, is that Mary was underage as well when she was conceived by God. Yes, she was underage. But she
was diddled by a God. There's no way a person can consent to a God.
No, the power
imbalance is too big.
Okay, no, you're...
And yet they worship that guy.
Okay, and I've brought this up many times, the hypocrisy about different religions.
But you're being a hypocrite, Jeremy, because you're the very person who set up this podcast.
Yes.
Yourself and Adrian. What is the name of this podcast?
Opinions Matter, yeah.
Yeah. So you value opinions.
I value opinions, but I don't accept all opinions.
Yes. But you'll block your friend for having one.
I just found it disgusting.
She was bullying a young girl. No, it's disgusting. I'm not disagreeing. It is a disgusting comment to make, but you should have challenged her rather than unfriending her. Either opinions matter or they don't.
I was watching a football match at the time. I just saw it.
Opinions matter or they don't.
Opinions do. Opinions matter, but I just don't have to accept.
But her opinion is that she thinks that this woman, as vile and as wrong as she is and as disgusting as the comment is, you are intolerant then to her opinion. No? By blocking her, you are intolerant to her opinion. So not all opinions matter then.
Yeah, in the same way people don't listen to the
Your
podcast.
Honour, I rest my case.
Anyway, Eamon, sorry for Sir Casey's little rant there. What do you want to say, Eamon? Go ahead.
No worries. Not all opinions are equal. But, so as a general rule, falling out with someone over a difference of opinion, not ideal. However, if that person is a member of Loyalist Ku Klux Says No, who go around marching through Republican areas with Loyalists in the North while claiming to be patriots and arguing that they want to shut the border, something even the DUP don't call for anymore, I can understand it.
So you can understand why Simon would want nothing to do with his brother who's marching, he's part of the Ku Klux Says No group, yeah?
Absolutely.
Would you disown someone, Eamon?
If they were marching with a loyalist group, yes.
Are you capable of having an adult debate with somebody and saying it to them, listen, I don't agree with your opinions, I'm not going to unfriend you or, you know, disassociate myself with you because I accept that you are entitled to have your own opinion as well as I'm entitled to have my own? I mean, is that really where we're getting to, where we're like, well, I don't like what they're saying, so block them.
You're starting from a misconception here. You're starting from the conception that all opinions have equal validity.
But everybody's opinion is not equal to them. Eamon.
No.
Yes.
Your opinion can be brutally wrong. If your opinion is, for example, that the Holocaust was a good thing, pardon?
If it's a fact and it's wrong. My opinion's only wrong if I'm stating something that's not factually true.
Okay.
Otherwise,
if this person is wandering around with Ku Klux says no. Okay, this particular individual we're talking about
is part of the Ku Klux says no.
Says he wants to stop the dinghies coming in.
Yes.
Is that factually correct?
Sorry, he said he wants to stop the dinghies coming in. Well, there's no dinghies coming in, so it's not factually correct.
Yeah, nobody's
exactly.
coming in.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, not only is he a bigot and a racist, but he's also a dumb fucker.
Yeah, no, that's the Dinghy thing is untrue.
The lack of intelligence would offend me more than the completely dumbass opinions. People who've been let down so badly by the education system really do have a problem, and the fact that they cannot recognise their own stupidity is even
Dinghy's
worse.
Dinghy's comment is stupid because there's no Dinghy's coming to Ireland, so that is untrue. That is factually untrue. But if you turn around and say,
but he's
a member
of a loyalist group, so he looks to England for his leadership, not to Ireland.
Listen, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, Eamon. But if you turn around and he said, and by the way, this is not how I feel. I do not have a problem with anyone coming into this country, no matter who they are.
Once it's legal
and they're willing to work and contribute. That's the two things
well,
I would But if he turned
around and said, of illegal immigration.
If he turned around, like Bertie Ahern's comments, and said, I don't want people from Africa in here. I don't like African people. And it's racist and it's a disgusting thing to say. But it's his opinion. That's how he feels. And
he was allowed to give his opinion.
But the point is that we're saying not all opinions are equal. If that's what someone feels, it's equal. My opinion is just as valid as yours. And my opinion might be...
No.
Your opinion might be disgusting or my opinion might be disgusting.
My opinion was, yeah? That dogs should all be put down. If a dog is seen out...
That's your opinion, you're entitled to it. Even though I disagree and I think it's disgusting. I think it's horrible.
Okay.
And I love dogs. It's your opinion. And if we get into this thing of, well, your opinion doesn't matter as much as his because you're not going with a populist or with the narrative.
No,
it's very dangerous grounds here.
It's about, could you be friends with someone who has gone completely in the opposite direction as you as regards...
But then just don't talk politics.
You should never discuss this. And Janet wants to put a point to you, Eamon, before I go to the next call. She's saying, Coolock Says No is not a loyalist group. That is not factual.
Okay. Coolock Says No marched with the people who were responsible for the Great Steel Massacre.
Some of them did.
They marched with their flag. Their flag marched. Yep. That means their organisation marched. It's called common purpose.
Okay, but they did distance themselves from that. Anyway, Dave, Eamon, stay there for a second. You're going to be very interested in the next call. Because Joseph... You no longer speak to your sister-in-law. Why?
She, funnily, is a member of Coolock Says No. And some of the stuff she has posted, I mean, I always thought she was a bit of a gobshite, but this takes the biscuit. Now, in fairness, she thinks I'm an arrogant prick. I think she's a dopey bitch. That's just the way it is. But she does no favours. And it's the same stuff I see all the time. And the previous caller, I think Eamon, you said his name was, is bang on. These people are uneducated idiots. They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. And it's also bloody negative. Nobody talks about the positives that immigration brings to this country. Now, can I just say from the outset, the government do need to do more in this regard in the vetting process and stopping people coming down from the north. And I would be of the opinion that if you've got a criminal record, you shouldn't be allowed in this country. And if you are involved in any criminality in this country, you should be sent back and deported. That's my opinion on this. So, yes, I do understand that things do need to be addressed.
Okay.
But can we just stop the nonsense that's been spouted? And this woman, I mean... Do you know what? I think they're all conspiracy theorists. I don't know if there is a correlation here, but I seem to look at it, you cannot put them all
with the same brush. I know plenty of people who are concerned about the immigration state of Ireland, and they can be concerned without being racist or bigots or uneducated or unintelligent or any of that.
Without identifying your sister-in-law, tell me when she first got involved in that sort of thing, marching with concerned residents.
A couple of years ago at this stage, she got involved in the marches, but the posts have always been kind of veering towards racism. And I've noticed in recent times, it wasn't so much an issue with any Polish people, any Ukrainian people. It was when people with a slightly darker shade of skin were in the country. And that screams racism to me. And I think that is the vast majority of the stuff we're seeing at the moment on a lot of these pages. It's abhorrent. And the most annoying thing and the most saddening thing for me personally is that I used to have, and I say that with great regret, I used to have immense pride in our tricolour. But what it has become or is becoming is very sad to see, I have to say.
And does she hang the flags out of the lampposts and all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all her profile on Facebook, herself and the tricolour and all the rest.
I understand that there are people out there who are far right, but I think that this word far right is thrown around far too easily. Far too easily.
Katie,
and I actually think, sorry, Joseph, if you could just let me finish there for a second, thanks. If the word far right is used almost as a way to stop people from saying what they want to say, because they're afraid then, well, if I say this, I'm going to be branded a racist or a xenophobe, or I'm going to be seen as ignorant or unintelligent or uneducated, when really their concerns are valid. Nobody's talking about racism here, by the way. Racism is wrong, end of story. Nobody's going to argue. Well, if you do argue with that, then
well,
you are
what are the concerns, Katie?
The concerns are about the one, well, for me, my concerns are quite fair, I think, is that we have a system, an education system, a health system, a system in general, an all over system that is really, really in a bad state. Hang on, Jeremy. Jeez, in a bad state at the moment.
Yeah, but were we playing?
But he's asking what my concerns are. Now, I don't care if anyone wants to come into this country. Once they work, once they don't come in and sponge, I have no problem where they're from, what colour their skin is, what their religion is. I couldn't give a
but
shit.
But is that
they're
what your sister-in-law
people.
Was saying?
Katie, where they're going to work is in healthcare and education and all of that. But that aspect of things is lost on everyone.
Could you just please, for one second, the point is that every time somebody raises a concern, oh, they're far right this, far right that, not everybody who opens
okay,
their mouth or expresses
them,
a concern is far right.
Is your sister-in-law far right?
She is. And she uses that dehumanising language that is all over these pages. The word replacement.
Okay, so
I even saw the word invader recently. Fuck off.
And was this from your sister? Was this from your sister-in-law?
That's the sister-in-law. And it's all over that Kulak says no shite. And people forget. Hang on for a second. We as a country are humanitarians and we have a humanitarian responsibility. And I just add, especially in this country, people need to look up their fucking Irish history before they start waving their flags for anti-immigration.
Joseph,
utter, uneducated gobshite is all they are.
Can I ask you, can you just take a breath there for a sec? Can I ask you a genuine question, right? Do you not believe that the term far right is often used against anybody who expresses an opinion that isn't bring them all in, give them everything?
Just the uneducated one.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
don't agree. I disagree.
Again, let's go back to the Dublin rolls. Anybody that said horrible things, they're far right.
But we're not talking about the Dublin rolls. We are talking about people who express any kind of concern about immigration. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, what word did your sister-in-law, or what sentence did you do, or what post did you see by your sister-in-law where you said, enough is enough, I don't want anything to do with her?
She used the word invaders. And I thought, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'll give you that
one. We're being invaded now.
I'll give you that one. You can have an honest adult debate without resorting to name calling, making things personal, or being offensive. And that's what people should be doing. But I believe, and you have to agree with me here to a point, Joseph, that the term far right is thrown around to stop people. I think as it's used as a deterrent to stop people saying how they feel or questioning things.
No, it's not, Katie, because the evidence is clear on these pages that we're talking about, the likes of the Kulak says no and the whole plethora of the rest of them. They're literally judging people by their ethnicity or their nationalities rather than their individual behaviour.
Okay, I have to take a break there. Stay there for a second, Joseph. Calm down. I want to find out exactly what you said to your sister-in-law to break up that relationship that you had with her. I'd say that's awkward between you and your brother as well. Here's Darren.
Oh, I blocked him. I removed him because I don't agree with them. It's very childish, do you not think? That's what they do in creche or in primary school. I blocked him, I deleted him. That's not how life works.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side. Brian, how are you?
Not a bad, not out.
Good. What do you want to say about this?
No, I was said in my comment earlier. I did it about 2 years ago. Around the time, do you remember the time the incident in Southport?
Yes.
You know, the dance school. And things were pretty vile then. And I remember a friend of mine, well, no longer now, but I blocked him at the time. He called for people burned out of bypass centres. So, you know, that's enough. And he wasn't a guy he could debate with because he was kind of one of those agree with me or else. You know what I mean? So I blocked him. And he found out about a couple of weeks later. And I was sending a text to him, WhatsApp group that we were in. And he called me every name under the sun. I remember you saying, if you start calling names in a debate, you've lost it. You know what I mean? So that was it. So we moved on.
And the straw that broke the camel's back was when he started to talk about burning iPass centres.
Yeah, exactly.
That's incitement to hatred.
That is.
That's incitement to hatred. That's not an opinion. That's incitement to hatred. It's like your man Graham Carey. When he was saying to everybody, come up to the... Where was it he wanted to get everyone to go up to?
Finglas Garda Station.
Yeah, to Finglas Garda Station. Yeah. That's not an opinion. That's incitement to hatred and trying to fuel a situation. That's different.
Oh, and he won in that case, by the way. It was supposed to be last Friday, wasn't it?
He was done.
But we haven't we haven't heard about the sentencing yet, but we will.
Yeah.
What do you make of Joseph not talking to his sister-in-law over this?
I think maybe just have a chat with her and say, sit down and have a chat with her and say, what the situation is. Now, in my case, mine was justified, you know, because that was incitement to hatred.
Oh, completely. I agree with you. I could not be friends with someone who was putting the post about that they should burn down iPass centres.
That's incitement to hatred. But you wouldn't be friends with those kind of people, I would think, anyway. They're a small minority. Most people who have concerns about immigration aren't threatening to do that. It's a small minority in a group of people who have concerns.
Exactly. Thank God they're a minority.
Well, I think you did the wrong thing.
I actually am genuinely shocked. I'm very much on my own today. Very, very much. I really am very surprised. Everybody is agreeing with you, Jeremy.
What did I say?
Just that blocking them and not being...
No, I just said I wouldn't want to be in the company of someone who is...
I can't believe that people just can't... I can't believe how on my own I am today. I'm literally out there, but that people can't just accept that other people have opinions and either call them out or just ignore it.
Okay, here's Keith. This will be interesting.
The word Ferrari only start getting used when the government stop listening to the people and the people start marching on the streets. And he used the word far right and Nazi because the Nazis were evil, weren't they? But they done in World War II. You want to make people really hate someone, you start calling them a Nazi. Most of these lefties out there call people Nazis. But yet they're going against Israel. They're going against the Jewish people. They're that confused in their own fucking head. So you have normal people and lefties. That's the way I look at it. Now the left does take an awful lot of things what normal people want and they will wreak. Skiver off as we're here to help, and as soon as they get into power, we see in exactly what way they want. They want things, and you know, it's shut up. You're a Nazi, racist, far right, all that bullshit. When's it gonna end? Because most people just go with their herd, and their herd listen to mainstream media.
Oh, there we go. So Keith, it's almost the same things. NGOs, MSN, mainstream media, NGOs. Here's the thing, Keith. You are as intolerant towards the left as the left are towards you, and that's exactly proved my point. It works both ways. I mean, you're after hearing his message, Joseph. Would you be friends with Keith? Would you go out for a drink with Keith?
No. Again, and this is something the sister-in-law did as well. She spread these conspiracy theories on her personal Facebook page. That the likes of that one, the mainstream media, like you guys, apparently Katie and Jeremy, you guys were paid to promote COVID vaccines. So all of this kind of stuff. But she's part of that group. She was the anti-vax brigade. COVID wasn't real. She's even a flat earther. She was trying to tell us all on Facebook that the Artemis 2 thing didn't happen and all. These are the people you're dealing with.
Oh, those people.
I think you're being very. Before again.
No, but sorry. Those people. Those people last month saying that rocket didn't go up and on, saying that it was all filmed in the studio. Like fucking idiots that don't understand.
Leave them at it. If that's what they want to believe, who cares? But that's you being intolerant again. That is their opinion.
We're all sorry. Was Keith intolerant?
Keith was intolerant as well, but Keith would say himself.
The loony left. The loony left.
He would say he's intolerant.
That's what he kept saying. The loony left. The loony left.
He'd probably admit himself he's intolerant.
Yes, but no, I doubt he would. No, because he was saying there's the right and then the left is not normal.
But even Joseph, it's the way you even address a blanket group of people. It's like these people. Those people, and you speak about them so condescendingly, and I'm not talking about people who are openly racist. That is wrong.
Katie, you're being so condescending about anyone. Hang on, I'm just playing them at their own game because that is exactly what they are doing.
Who's them, Joseph?
The far right, okay. Katie.
And far right. Okay, so tell me in a sentence, Joseph. What does the far right mean to you?
I think they are a group of people who see others that aren't from this country as less Irish, therefore they don't belong here. It seems to me that people of a certain colour are being vilified by the far right.
Like
there wasn't that much. Now, as much as there was a little bit of an issue with the Poles and the Ukrainians, it wasn't as bad as it is now. And the reason for that is because they've got a slightly darker shade of skin.
Let's go back
and the sister-in-law, can I just point out as well, you mentioned Bertie earlier on, the sister-in-law.
Just be careful what you're going to say about your sister-in-law, please, Joseph.
I'm just saying, she shared that video of Bertie Ahern as if he's some kind of fucking hero.
Bertie
politics.
Was recorded without his knowledge, by the way, which is wrong.
I understand that. I understand
that.
Recording
people and trying to put them up to get a gotcha moments. Is that what we're doing?
No. The point that he's making is, and we made this point, we discussed this on the podcast last week, is the people who hated Bertie up until 2 weeks ago, yeah? Part of the Fianna Fáil government, he's part of the Fianna Fáil, golden handshakes, they all fucking love him now.
No, I'm not saying that I agree with what Bertie said. I'm not saying I agree with what he said, but it is his opinion. He is entitled to have it. And he was also entitled to go around doing what he's doing without being recorded by some gobshite with their phone in their pocket. Like, get a life.
Okay, let me go to Jerry. Stay there for a second. Sorry, I meant to ask you, because people want to know, Joseph, how did you approach your sister-in-law and tell her that's it? Like, are you able...
Oh, we had a full-blown argument a couple of months ago on this. And I called her a name, she called me a name, she called me an arrogant prick, I called her a dopey bitch, an uneducated fool, whatever I could throw at her, because I cannot sit in a room with that woman and have a civilized debate with her, because
you're incapable of debate, Joseph. You're incapable of debate, because if somebody doesn't agree with you, they're a moron, or they're stupid, or they're uneducated.
Katie,
intolerant.
Everyone has an opinion, but she's wrong in her opinion. Yeah,
No, she
is wrong.
Any racist comments in that, discuss them. But if her opinion is that she has problems with immigration or anything like that, then she's entitled to her opinion. This isn't about what her opinion is or isn't. It's about her opinion.
Would you go and look at the people that these guys are sharing? The likes of your man, what's his name? Graham Dwyer, was that it? Or what's your man's name?
Philip Dwyer.
Graham Carey. They're sharing his stuff. Gavin Pepper's stuff.
I agree with
all
you.
All of that.
Can I just say Graham Carey is not posting stuff on social media at the moment. He has other things on his mind.
Sorry, I just want to ask Joseph, just before you go to the next call, please. He made a comment there in the last thing when I asked him what far right are. And you said that people who come over to this country from other country are less Irish than Irish people who are born here.
Yeah, I think that's what they think. It's the far right. They're coming over here. They're taking our jobs. They're getting houses.
Can I stop you for 1 second? If I go over to Africa tomorrow, or to Spain, or to any country, right? Do I expect to be called Spanish or African? If someone comes over, if Ukrainian people or French people, my dad would still consider himself a Frenchman. He came from France. He doesn't consider himself Irish. If people were born and raised in another country and come here, does that make him less Irish than the people who were born and raised here? Well, yeah, because the people who were born and raised here are Irish and the people who came from another country are from whatever country they came from.
That doesn't mean we should treat them any differently.
No, I agree.
I have a nephew, Katie. Listen, I have a nephew who only last month flew to Adelaide in Australia to go and work in construction and earn a few bob. He left this country to work over there, and he would be welcomed with open arms. And these people don't see the hypocrisy in that. The amount of Irish people who even today are going to other countries and are welcomed with open arms, and the hypocrisy when other people come to this country.
I think most people would welcome anyone who wants to come and work. I would like to think the majority would welcome them with open arms.
They're abusing a Dublin, but those an people, Irish born. No, you're saying
those people are racist. No. You can't put the actual, those people are actual far right. You can't put them all in the same category anyone's welcome, but they should be working.
But why were they abusing that girl? For winning the Dublin Rolls.
Oh, that's disgusting. Because they're absolutely abhorrent, because they're brain dead fools.
Bottom feeding cretins.
That's just because that's racism. Okay. That's different to having an opinion.
Okay, let's go to Jerry. How are you, Jerry?
Hey, how's it going? You well?
Good. What do you make of Joseph? Sorry, by the way, Joseph, when was the last time you spoke to your sister-in-law?
About the last, it was the argument. That was it. I haven't spoken to her since.
Okay, woman.
I'm
totally on side with Joseph, because it's like this, okay? Yes, everyone has opinions, but here's the thing. I have an opinion, like, I love heavy metal and goth music, and if anyone disagrees with that, that's fine. What fallout would over that? But if you think all black people should be fucking burnt out or deported just because they're black, that's not an opinion I'm obliged to respect. And let's not pretend that the far right people actually respect people's opinion, because I know from experience they don't. I've corrected their conspiracy theories only to get subjected to fucking full-on abuse and blatant schoolyard bullying, essentially. And like, I do give people the benefit of the doubt, but once I deem them a lost cause, I just block them, because I tried, but no.
Casey would say that's the chicken's way out, to block someone.
Chicken's way out.
Like I said, I do give them the benefit of the doubt, but I don't block them straight away. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but if they continue, like, don't think they're religiously devoted to this. Like, no matter how many facts or statistics you throw at them, they'll still believe all of this.
I would have liked to see Jeremy, myself personally, what you're talking about with your friend. I would have liked to have seen you calling out your friend and being big enough as somebody who advocates for the importance of opinions.
No, but I used to on Twitter and stuff like you will never. And Joseph,
it's just like kids. I'm not playing with you anymore because I don't like what you're saying. You're not playing with me. It's just like people are going to have different opinions. If it's a vile opinion and it's racist, call them out and shame them over it. Yeah, but unfriending them and not talking to them again.
I've learned the hard way, and Joseph alluded to it there a few minutes ago. You will never ever change these. Say Keith who sent us the message a few weeks. By the way, I love Keith.
But you're saying you'll never change him and using him. Why does he have to change?
No, he doesn't. But so what's the point in trying to make them change? What's the point in calling someone out? I could go home.
It's not about calling them out to make them change their opinion. It's to let them know, I don't agree with you. Instead of taking the coward's way out and unfriending them, because you can't tolerate another person's opinion.
Okay, don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just before the break, KB saying, why don't you call people out? And here's the thing, KJ. I could go home and let's go back to the... I think the hate that was thrown at that girl is absolutely horrific.
Oh, it's horrific. The Dublin Rose.
And there are people listening to this who probably threw hate on her, and shame on you. Yeah. But the problem is, okay, those people that said, you'll never be Irish because you're black, you don't deserve to be the Dublin Rose, yeah? Mm-hmm. I could go home now and spend the next 2 hours arguing with those people and telling them why she is Irish. It'll never change their mind.
Well, I do see you doing that.
It will never.
I regularly see you posting comments, calling people out and stuff. Oh my God, there he is.
Yeah, but I
doing his thing.
Yeah, and so
So why didn't you do that with your friend?
She wasn't a friend, she was an
ex. Well, I don't comment on anything anymore just because I couldn't be arsed.
Yeah, you will never change the opinion of people.
On that basis, why just not keep scrolling?
Okay, Jonathan, what do you make of Joseph? He seems fairly together with it. He didn't want to have anything to do with his sister-in-law because she's part of the Kulak Says No group.
Joseph's a cabbage. Did Joseph not say before in this podcast that his wife was a foreign lady?
Yes, he did.
So that means his sister-in-law is a foreign lady.
It could be his brother's wife.
But is it your brother's wife, or what is it, Joseph?
No, it's my sister's sister. But just because he's foreign doesn't mean she's not a gobshite.
The point I'm making is that even she knows as a foreign national coming into the country. I said the point I'm making is even as a foreign national in this country, even she knows there's too many coming in. So she's voicing her opinion.
Unbelievable. Hang on for a second. Why can't new people
Who's you people?
Talking
what
about
you talking
the
about?
Positive contributions that foreign nationals make to this country. It's always negative. And any time anything bad
the
happens,
the reason that it's always negative is all of a sudden you've had your say. Be quiet. You've had your say. Be quiet. The reason that it's all like that, Joseph, is because this government has allowed it to be skewed, the numbers to be skewed, because they won't tell us who's coming in against the numbers that are coming in unvetted. They keep on mixing up the whole thing. It's the government causing this problem, like everything else. Again, I will say to you, and I really haven't got long here, we had a referendum in this country 20-odd years ago, and what that referendum told the government then was that we were taking in too many. And they didn't listen, and they continued to push it, and they continued to push it, and they continued to push it. And now here we are. And it's only going to get worse.
Do you know what I find with all of this, right?
Is that
on the Coolock Says No pages and the tricolour waving people, what they've got is they're judging people by their ethnicity and their nationality. They're treating immigrants as less Irish. They're using words like replacement invaders.
Numbers don't lie. 20% of this population are foreign nationals, Joseph. The numbers don't lie.
And
20%. Who asked for this? Where's the mandate? Which government came to the people and said, listen, vote for us?
Hang on, Jonathan. 99% of the American population are not Native Americans.
My dad's not Irish.
Jeremy,
I don't give a shit about America or anywhere else. We're talking about Ireland. No, you're saying, see, you're right, the very man that keeps on. No, quiet for a second. You're the very man, Jeremy, that keeps on saying things like, well, I don't want to hear about what's happening outside of this country when it doesn't suit your narrative.
Every time
you want to just say something, it's a friend in America you have, your neighbour this, or somebody else outside the country said that.
You feel like you're being replaced, are you, Jonathan? You're being replaced.
The numbers don't lie, Jeremy. I've been saying this to you for years now. The numbers don't lie. I told you. You come down to the towns and villages where I live, and you will see hordes of children walking around behind their parents. This is a fact. I keep telling you this. The numbers don't lie.
Okay.
Now again, hold on for a second. Back to the original conversation, the original topic. Simon is a coward. He's a lefty little coward. How do you disown your family over a political disagreement?
Come here. What's your issue? What's your issue with the 20% of immigrants in this country? What's your issue with that?
My issue, Joseph, is very, very simple. Look around you, okay? House prices have gone through the roof. We're bringing in people left, right and centre that we can't even house properly. They're on the streets roaming around with hordes. Communities are scared. The numbers are just adding up and adding up and adding up, and we're doing nothing about it. We're inviting more.
Communities are scared of what?
I'm not finished
the darkies,
asking
is it?
No, not the darkies. It's the cultures.
What is it?
The culture that we're bringing in. And the erosion of our...
Muslims were afraid of, is it?
Across the board. Did you watch any of the Paddy's Day parades there last Paddy's Day? All the Africans jumping around in the parades in Ireland. This is our country. If I go to Africa, I set up
Jesus, you're racist.
Sorry, Jonathan, you see people going to Australia and celebrating. Irish people celebrate Paddy's Day in Australia. So what?
Yeah, because it's our holiday. It's an Irish
but it's
holiday.
Not. But Australia's not our country.
Australia's adopted that. And again, let's go back to it again. How did all the Irish end up in Australia to begin with?
What do you mean, how did they end up? I assume they got
away. We were sent over on boats. Endangered.
Oh, so you're talking about originally.
What about now?
Well, they're going over now.
You don't want to address the argument, so you're going to keep changing the goalposts.
No, Jonathan, the problem is here is that you are as intolerant as Joseph's opinion as he is of yours. Would you agree
I'm very tolerant.
Well, no, you called him a cabbage and a fool and stuff like that.
Just keep on distorting the fucking argument.
But you're calling
argument.
Jonathan out for calling him a cabbage and a fool.
For the
last half hour that Joseph has been on, he's been doing nothing but throwing insults.
And allowed
people,
to get
so
away with it, Jeremy. I didn't hear you cut across him once.
You didn't cut across Joseph once, but you've pulled Jonathan up at least five times
every
since he's on this line
time.
Because
it's
you don't agree with him. That's
images.
Why.
Jesus.
That's not fair mediation over time.
I listen to this podcast and I disagree with you most of the time, but I still listen to it.
In fairness, you
and
do.
I don't disown you.
And you know what, Jonathan?
I don't say what that, Jeremy.
And you know what, Jonathan?
Do
you know what, Jonathan?
Go ahead.
I love you.
And I love you too, Jeremy.
Genuine. And this proves
you're different to me, and yes, I like differences.
Exactly. We are completely different in our opinions.
So my only issue, Jeremy, boils back to the thing again. It's the lack of governance in this country when it comes to all of this. I keep telling you, I have no problem with individual people taking advantage of broken systems. It's the broken system that I have a problem with.
And finally,
I am not a racist.
Sorry, John.
I am not far right. I am none of these things. And just for Joseph there, right, I've been hanging my flag outside my house for the past 5 or 6 years now. Do you know why I do that?
No.
Because I'm a fucking Irishman. I'm not a European. I'm not a global citizen. I'm an Irishman. And I wanted all my politicians, when they came knocking at my door for my vote during the elections, to remember it's this country that they serve.
Just remember when they knock on your door, don't secretly record them, okay?
I won't record them. I don't need to record them.
Good luck, Jonathan. Bye-bye.
But I do know, Jeremy, 1 second before I do go, I will say this, though. I will nearly be 100% sure that 70% of the politicians in the Dáil agree with what Bertie Ahern had to say. They just won't say it out loud because they'd next be on the fucking chopping block because they're cowardly, cowardly bastards.
Fair play. Look
have
after yourself.
Have a fantastic day, though.
You have a great day. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. And Joseph, thank you very much as well. And thank you to everybody who came on this. And by the way, for those of you who, and you know this will happen as well, people be moaning about, oh, it was one side and all that.
You had your chance to come on.
Sorry, you had your chance to come on. Amanda,
but you definitely did. I'm not saying I agree with Jonathan. I don't agree with everything he's saying or most of what he's saying. I disagree with a lot of what he said, but you did interrupt him multiple times when you didn't with Joseph.
I'll start interrupting you now as well.
But you're quite, whenever you get anyone on your side, it's like, ooh,
the amount of people that gave an out about Joseph and Amanda rang them. Amanda, what happened when you rang them? Not available to come on. I'm sorry, if you're available to be able to listen to the podcast.
But sometimes people don't want to come on with somebody who's just going to call them names and shout them down without actually listening to what they're saying. But you left him uninterrupted there for half an hour.
Oh, you were interrupting him.
At least one of us was, because everybody else who came on, the few people who did disagree with him, you interrupted them multiple times.
Do you want us to cut out that bit as well?
There's
going to be a lot of cutting out needed.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much to all of you who contributed to that podcast. Hope you enjoyed listening to us.
Jeremy agrees with you on the next podcast, please be rest assured that when you come on, we will get airtime uninterrupted and unchallenged. But if he disagrees with you, be prepared to be interrupted. What's wrong with me? Numerous times. What's wrong with me today?
We'll catch you on the next one.